So you walk around in Rosh Chodesh, no one really knows exactly when to take off your tefillin, how to take it off. So let's get to the bottom of that. So Shulchan Aruch says that b'yom Rosh Chodesh, cholzno sam kodem tefillos musaf. You take off your tefillin before musaf. And the question is, why exactly do you take them off before musaf? So one reason cited in the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh is because Yontif is called an os, a sign. And Rosh Chodesh is like Yontif, and so therefore it's an os, and tefillin is an os. So therefore there's no need, or you don't really have, it's inappropriate to have two osos, two signs at the same time. So therefore you take off your tefillin by the time you reach this os of Rosh Chodesh. The Ramah, however, gives an interesting reason. The Ramah says, V'davka b'makom sha'omrim b'musaf kedushas keser. It's only when you say keser, which means it's only nusach svar. Miu, no'agam musalkam kodem musaf b'chol makom. Then the Ramah says, well, maybe you should just, everyone should remove him, Ashkenaz or Sfar. So what's this business with keser? So keser means what? The word keser means a crown. Your tefillin are a crown. So the way the Mishnah Berurah explains it, he says that b'makom shanu omrim nekadesh b'musaf omrim b'mixis b'komos keser. We say keser. V'chein ein nachon lios as keser shetul tefillin olav. V'afil beis tefillos v'akash. I think what he's saying is that how can you proclaim God as like the king and give him a crown when you yourself are wearing a crown? So therefore you take off your own crown, coronate HaKadosh Baruch with keser, and therefore it would be you would must take off your tefillin when you say keser. Now, this only applies obviously to Sfaradim, who say keser, nusach Sfarad. Ashkenazim, we don't say keser, but there would be no need, according to this, to take off your tefillin at all during musaf. Says the Ramah, nah, you know what? Everyone should take it off. A little bit unclear why, and we'll discuss it in a second. Says the Taz, I challenge this Ramah. He says, I don't get it. First of all, some people wear tefillin on Chol Moed. Chol Moed is also like a Yontif, and yet they have no problem wearing an os, a second sign, on Chol Moed. So clearly, he says, according to that reason, it doesn't make any sense. You're going to tell me Keser, so that only works for Nusach Sfarad. For Nusach Ashkenaz, which is what most of us, or at least the Taz is talking about, and myself as well, if you're Ashkenaz, so then what's the point of saying, taking off your tefillin by Keser? You're not accomplishing anything. Your keser, and of course you should wear your tefillin during davening. So why would you take off your tefillin if you're not saying keser at all? Says the Taz, he says leave on your tefillin during musaf. How do we paskin? So the Mishnah Berurah says, quotes the Taz, who says it's not a big deal if you keep it on. He says, v'shamati, I heard al gadol hadar echad, one gadol hadar, shelo ayecholtzim b'musaf. He didn't remove the tefillin by musaf. I'm assuming he was an Ashkenaz shul. He said, why take it off? Says the Mishnah Berurah, ach, but ha-mispal b'tzibur b'vade wa yishanim in hoga t'tzibura. Don't change the minhag. In other words, it may not make any sense to remove your tefillin from musaf, but why change the minhag? Keep it. Why change the minhag of the shul? The minhag is the shul is everyone removes their tefillin. Okay, new. It may not make any sense because we're not saying keser in an Ashkenaz shul, but he says you could remove the tefillin. Now we have to deal with how this gadol echad seemed to buck the trend. This one rabbi just kept it on, you know, and didn't seem to care about it at all. But okay, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Now what about if you forget, you didn't take it off before you were supposed to, before Shemon Esrei and Musaf, and now you realize you're in the middle of silent Shemon Esrei. What should you do now? So the Mishnah Berurah says, nah, just leave it on. It's not such a big deal, which fits with this idea, especially if you're Ashkenaz. You probably should have kept it on to begin with, according to many poskim. So now you realize, whoops, I'm in the middle of Shemon Esrei and I leave my tefillin on, just keep it on. Says Rav Yosef Ephraim, that's the psak. But what are you inclined to do if you realize you have your tefillin on in the middle of Musaf? No?
Start taking it off.
Why?
You don't want to be different.
You look like an idiot. You feel embarrassed. Yeah, what am I? Whoops. You know, it's one of those bad things, like the wearing tefillin Tisha B'Av morning. You come in with your tefillin and then you try to like hide it. How many times have you done that? Yeah? How many times have you worn Yontif shoes on Yom Kippur? I can profess I've done it 2 years. Definitely 2 years. I started, I came to Yom Kippur night at as being the rabbi, whatever, at Young Israel. And I realized it's 2 minutes into davening I had my regular shoes on. I immediately take it off. I walked home barefoot. But okay, you don't think. So it's the same thing. So you keep you're not focusing. You keep your tefillin on and by Musaf. And now it's Shemon Esrei. Says with the Rash to Bechakarta, if you're embarrassed, you can take it off mid Shemon Esrei. Even though it's okay to leave it on, if you're embarrassed, it's fine to take it off.
Usually,
most of the time, because everyone's all excited till we get to work. Correct. Really? I've seen people, yeah, they don't realize, you forget that you're not focused, you know, it just takes it, especially how fast, which we'll get to in a second. The Aruch HaShulchan also says, he even says a stronger language, that you must take off your tefillin, even if you're Ashkenaz, before Musaf. He says that's the minhag, and he says it's also based on Kabbalah. What's this Kabbalah reason? Apparently the Zohar in Parshas Pinchas says, if you keep your tefillin on during Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, you chai misa. Not a clue why, but it's the Zohar, and you don't want to challenge the Zohar. However, the Sefer Yisod HaYishurim, Reb Felder says that what the Zohar means is only if you put it on just for Musaf. If you keep it on for Shacharis, and you keep it on for Musaf, then you're not in the realm of Chayiv Misa. But nevertheless, the Aruch HaShulchan says you should definitely take up your tefillin. Ashkenaz inspired. It may not make sense for Ashkenaz, but just take it off. That's the minhag. Now, how could this Gadol, who's cited in the Mishnah Berurah, he says he kept on his tefillin during Musaf. So what's up with that? So I saw a Torah journal that Hamasifta wants to say, you know why he did that? Because he was a Gadol Adar. Remember this Gadol was. A Gadol Adar can argue with the minhag. If you're the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, you could buck the trend. Or Moshe Feinstein, you could go against the minhag. But everyone else, you would have to take off your tefillin. Fine. One or two more final questions is, what about if you have your tefillin on, you're davening chakras, so you're a very slow davener, or you're super fast, and you're already davening, I don't know, maybe you come to the next meeting, I don't know what the story is. But the point is that you have your tefillin on by Keser, and you happen to hear Keser. You're not davening Musaf. You're still in chakras, or in a different minion, and you hear them say Keser. Must you take off the tefillin? Can you answer the Keser? What are you supposed to do? So for the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like, okay, it's Nishka Ferlach, you could answer the Keser. The Shari Tshuva, though, cites a Machlokas. Some say you have to move the tefillin, even if you're in little chakras. You have to move your tefillin off if you're going to answer the Keser, move it off the right place, and then answer the Keser because it's inappropriate. The Mishnah Halachas from Rav Ungva Rebbe says, and now you're going to put it back 5 seconds later, new bracha or not new bracha? He says you got big problems. And therefore, you really, it's a big shaila. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, though, paskin that it's fine, you can answer with them, which is what I think the simple shot is. Final question is, one or two final questions. What about if you put them on again, are you allowed to put them on again after Musaf? You're one of those, like, Kabbalistic Yidden, you keep on your tone for a good part of the day. You already davened Musaf, you took it off for Musaf because of Keser. Are you allowed to put it back on? Well, maybe this is based on the reason. If you say it's a Keser thing, so once you have your Keser off, once you're not saying Keser anymore, so put it back on. But if you say there's something about Yontif that you shouldn't wear tefillin on, so therefore maybe you shouldn't put it on. What about the last question? What about if you forgot Yalav Yavo in Shacharis Shmon Esrei? And remember after davening. You like that one? Forget Shacharis Yalav Yavo. You say Musaf. And then you realize, oh shoot, I forgot Yalav Yavo. So you have to go back and say, Shmon Esrei again for Shacharis, but you put on your tefillin again or not? You just took them off for Musaf. So this is a big dispute. The Rav Osser Prime said to Rav Adi Yosef, says there's no need to put back on the tefillin. Rav Osser Prime, Rav Ephraim Greenblatt says you should put them on and put them on with the bracha. And the final question is, what about, where was that? My time's way up. Yeah? The final question is, what about, you know, like this one? You know, this is the, what about, you know, the break? You have that break. When everyone's taking off their tefillin and then they're about to start Musaf. Most people, like myself, we're not such fast tefillin wrappers. So what happens, the break's only 10 seconds, and you're going to leave your tefillin there. What I always say, you just leave your tefillin there. Hey, they're in the box, but you haven't wrapped them yet. You're supposed to do that or not. Sarv Shuvas van Hagas of Sternbuck says, don't do that. Better to take off your tefillin earlier. During Asher Yuvalitzion, take him off by Yuvalitzion and not leave your tefillin there. I never thought, I always thought it was the opposite, but he says it's better to take him off earlier and not leave the tefillin unwrapped when you're davening Musaf. Go ahead.